Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Yep. For me, it was a quick week.
Yeah, it was a quick week. It did kind of go by really, really fast.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody had a good week at least.
Yeah, cool.
And on with the show, please.
All right, fine. First up, we have new Twitterer followers. Twitterer followers, yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Defensus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Hunky Gay Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Somebody you might know. Carrie Ray.
That's funny.
Samantha Legace, I think.
It's La.
La. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ben Landis.
You know, you probably butchered that, by the way.
Oh, I guarantee I butchered that
one. You should apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry in advance and...
Afterward.
Yeah, just extra sorry on that one. Anyway, Ben Landis,
mm-hmm.
Hatheist,
uh-huh.
And Murray Newlands.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Yes.
1 week.
Yes, and it's the rally time.
Yes, and it's going to be such a fun rally.
It's going to be a very busy day.
It is going to be a very busy
day.
It
really, really is.
Yeah. So we have some people that are going to be speaking at the rally.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you don't know, the rally is in Olympia,
mm-hmm.
June 29th at 11 a.m.
On the lawn.
On the East Campus, North Lawn.
Okay.
I got it right that time.
Okay.
And it is in opposition to Franklin Graham's Decision America Tour.
What is that? Decision America
Tour. So Decision America Tour, he's been touring around. He wants to go to all 50 cities, all 50 state capitals.
Oh, okay.
And basically preach on the state capitol steps as close as he can get.
Okay.
So, and he wants to encourage Christian voters to vote Christian values.
Oh, well, see, that's where I was just going to go with that. What's his point?
Yeah, that's what he wants. He wants to get more Christian people into office. And not just Christians. He wants evangelical Christians. He wants people who are going to vote their Christian values only.
Yeah, because we don't have enough of that already.
Right. And our goal with the rally is to show lawmakers that secular citizens do exist. Mm. And we do vote.
Absolutely.
So that's really what it's about. It's not just in opposition to him. And it's not just supporting E Pluribus Unum.
No. Uh-uh.
It's about we the people.
Exactly. And, you know, numbers, getting numbers out there and growing. And it really makes a difference.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll see you there because we're going to have Sam Mulvey from Ask an Atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Friedman, also from Ask an Atheist.
Right.
We're going to have Travis Simmons, the big funny.
Yes.
Funny comedian, very funny.
Yes, he is.
We're going to have Damien Athope, who is the... he's the axiological atheist.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure on that
one. Okay.
And who else do we have? Oh, Bob Seidenstecker.
Really?
Yeah. And Tarkus Claypool.
Uh-huh.
And some other guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be you.
That would be me.
Yeah, you've just been working on this for how long now?
I don't know. Since, I think the March, I think, is when Franklin Graham announced to Washington State.
Oh, okay.
I've been waiting for this since January, though.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he announced that he was going to be doing this tour, and I said, then, I'm going to have my own counter rally.
Of course you are.
So, and that's what I'm having.
Yeah, it'll definitely be an interesting day.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be, we'll have lots of water because it's probably going to be a little warm.
Busy.
If not, then, you know.
It may or may not be. The weather's been kind of weird.
There'll be signs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, to hold up and fill out as well.
And
your
fill
own
out,
little saying.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So be sure and join us.
All right. On with the show, please.
On with the show. So we're talking politics a bit today.
Aren't
oddly
we?
Enough.
I was going to say, well, there's a shocker.
So North Carolina Democrats add atheists to list of protected classes in party platform.
I find that very interesting coming from North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, it's Democrats, so.
Well, still.
Actually, it's appropriate for North Carolina because there's a lot of anti-atheists there.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, Susan Werner, the chair of the Secular Coalition for North Carolina, attended a Democratic state convention last week and proposed one simple change to the party platform on civil rights. So it currently reads, it's our obligation to demand civil rights for all people, regardless of race, gender, gender identification, political persuasion, natural origin, religion, age group, and sex orientation.
Right.
Which is good, right?
Right.
Well, she suggested that it add a provision for the non-religious, stating North Carolina Constitution currently has a disqualifier for public office, which is, first, any person who shall deny the being of Almighty God.
Really? Yeah,
technically, it's unenforceable.
You
think? Supreme Court ruled on this years ago.
Uh-huh.
But it's still there.
Yeah, why is it still there?
Yeah. And so the new provision was added with overwhelming support at the convention that says religion or lack thereof.
Oh, uh-huh.
Which is pretty common term for when we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, I can't believe that they still had that on the books, though.
Well, there's seven other states that still have that sort of
language. Well, I was going to say, there's actually...
It's not worth the battle to have it removed.
Yeah, there's a lot of laws that are still on books that just aren't enforced.
Right. They just... Yeah. Well, this is in the Constitution, which is a little different.
Yeah.
It's easy to have a law removed, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
It's hard to amend the Constitution.
Right.
Because you got to have 2/3 votes and all this other stuff.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
So good on the North Carolina Democratic Party.
Yeah.
For recognizing that there is more to religion than just religion.
Right.
Right. So what's interesting is the Supreme Court has said for years that atheism is included under that religion clause.
Right.
But I like the idea that they're actually putting in the lack thereof, because a lot of people don't think it is.
I know, which I find really interesting that they see it that way. Yeah. But
well, it's interesting. It's the same people who will tell us that atheism is a religion, then will turn around and say, well, you don't get First Amendment freedoms because you don't have a religion.
Exactly.
But no, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, double standard.
Anyway, I got something else cool.
Do you?
From Iowa.
Okay.
I never thought I'd say something cool from Iowa, but yeah. All right.
Okay.
So most of you know about the work I do at the Original Motto Project.
Right.
If you don't, you need to. Well, uh-huh. We recently heard a rumor that the Iowa Democratic Party was adding the promotion of E Pluribus Unum to their party platform. Well, today, I confirmed those rumors.
Did you?
Yes. According to the website of the Iowa Democratic Party Platform Committee, item 192 of their party platform is enforcing separation of church and state, including returning the national motto to E Pluribus Unum.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I really am surprised.
Yeah. This is the first time any major political party has taken up the cause of removing In God We Trust as a national motto.
Right. Absolutely. It's a big step.
From Iowa.
Yeah, I know. But regardless of where it's from, like you said, it's the first big one to take that step. And usually it just takes the first move, you know, and some will follow.
Yeah. Well, here's something else interesting that is kind of aside to this. We ran across a video last week of Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
And it was her statement on the Orlando shooting.
Okay.
And in that video, or in that speech, she was talking about E Pluribus Unum.
Oh, okay.
And it was very close to the letter we sent out.
Oh, really?
And very close to the letter we actually sent to all the presidential candidates.
So?
Maybe. I don't know.
What was I going to say? Is your head getting a little big here?
Well, no. It's a very common thing. It talks about the unity of the 13 colonies and how we should embrace diversity and things like that.
Right.
And that's what she was talking about there.
Uh-huh.
We found it interesting that she's using the same language that we are.
Right. I get it.
So I just thought that was interesting.
Head's starting to swell is what's happening.
My head is not swelling. My headphones still fit just fine. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
You're stretching them.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
But either way, that's really good. It's a big step. It's a first step with such a big step that it might get some momentum
I'm really hoping it will. We may have to wait another 4 years for more democratic
right.
platforms.
But moving forward period
or
is good.
If someone in Iowa is a delegate, or if you're a delegate from anywhere, try and get this on the national platform.
Yeah.
Because that's something, at least if you get it on the agenda, uh-huh. they have to talk about it.
Right, because once it's on the agenda, they can't get around it.
Right. They can talk about it for 3 seconds, but...
They have to do it regardless, right.
So, anyways, moving on, I have more good news.
Do you?
Yes. Abbotsford schools to stop handing out the Bible. I'm actually leaving the United States.
Oh, okay.
We're going to British Columbia.
I was gonna say, BC.
Canada.
Right.
Yeah. The BC Humanist Association asked the Abbotsford School District in March to stop distributing Bibles, arguing that the district should not be using public school resources to promote a religious worldview. Ian Bushfield, executive director of the BC Humanist Association, said it is believed that Abbotsford was the last public school district in BC that was handing out Gideon Bibles in classrooms.
So this was a public school district that was doing it. Oh.
So Canada has a different
concept
of separation of church and state. It's kind of implied. It's not as implicit as ours.
Okay.
So they get away with a few more things.
Right.
A little differently.
Uh-huh.
Dave Stephen, a spokesman for the Abbotsford School District, sent a letter that stated the schools will no longer distribute the Gideon Bible or other religious materials to students. Bushfield said it is assigned to parents and students that they are welcome in Abbotsford, whether they are Christian, Muslim, Sikh, atheist, or otherwise.
Wow.
So here's the deal with this Bible giveaway. It wasn't just handing out Bibles to all the kids.
You did catch that. You said
Bible.
A Bible giveaway.
Whatever.
Yeah, Bible. All right, I just wanted to catch you on that.
So here's the deal. It was given out with permission of the parents.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you had to send, they sent home a slip. Parents had to sign the slip and send it back.
Uh-huh.
Then you could get your Bible.
Right.
But the concept is you're still handing out a Bible in public school.
Right.
Which is a no-no even in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you just can't do that kind of stuff.
Well, I liked how he worded it, and not only that, he didn't just say we're going to stop giving out the Bible, but any other religious material.
Right. So yeah, that's always good. Cool thing is, I've met Ian.
Oh, uh huh.
Yeah, he's the BC Humanists are the ones the Humanists.
Oh yes, that's
North
right.
Puget Sound usually has their picnic with.
Right.
And I've met him a couple times, which is pretty awesome.
Right.
So good for the BC Humanists getting some good work done there.
Excellent.
Yep.
This is Matthew the Apostle. If you need a quick update on the black collar crime from around the world, tune in to In the Name of God, the podcast, where I'll run down the most obscure news stories of those proclaiming a faith in God. That's In the Name of God, the podcast, the religious news as reported by the Atheist Apostle. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, or directly from the Secular Outreach Network at secularoutreach.com.
Lots of progress today.
Lots of progress.
So far.
Well, let's talk about some
progress. Now we're going to step backwards.
Yes, sadly. Trenton police to send kids violating curfew to church.
Trenton, like as in Jersey?
New Jersey, yes.
Oh, my place.
Yeah. Police Director Ernest Perry announced the plan on Thursday in the wake of the number of growing incidents surrounding violence with the city's youth.
Uh-huh.
With the help of Mercer County Sheriff's Office and local pastors, children under the age of 18 who are caught in the street from midnight to 6 a.m. will be taken to a house of worship.
I don't think so.
Police will then notify their parents or guardians to pick up the children.
Are you kidding me?
This is what... So, the city already has a curfew. A midnight 6 a.m. curfew for people under the age of 18.
Mm.
Right?
That sounds like pushing it,
but
okay.
It hasn't been enforced in a very long time because curfews are very, very close to unconstitutional.
Well, that's kind of where I was leaning. It's kind of against... It's taking away your rights.
Right. So, curfews are very difficult to defend.
Uh-huh.
This makes this even more difficult to defend.
Okay, regardless, his cause to take care of it? Is he kidding?
So, the police director expects some pushback. Really. I would hope so.
Yes.
He says, this is the way I look... He said, the way I look at it is, what is the better idea? You get woken up in the middle of night for bringing your child home, or you get woke up in the middle of night to get a terrible notification that your child isn't coming home. I have a better idea. Instead of dropping them off at a church, take them home.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is his...
At the very least, take them to the police precinct, put them in a chair, and then call their parents.
There used to be a time they did just bring them home. But regardless, like you said, you either bring them home or you go sit them in the police station and call their parents, which is a very common way of dealing with it. But to take them to a church, I mean... Even if you're taking them to the grocery store, you're not taking them to two specific places legally that children should be at with an adult being taken somewhere.
Yeah.
So you take them home where their parents are, or you take them to the legal police station and make a phone call.
Yep.
But if you're taking them to a church, which I'm not even going to go into the whole religious aspect of it, how wrong that is. Mm-hmm. But if you're taking them to the grocery store or you're taking them over to Walmart or whatever, you can't do that. That is still an adult taking a child somewhere that's not, like, I don't know what the words are I'm looking for, but, like...
Acceptable.
Acceptable. I was thinking certain protocol kind of a thing, you know? I mean... Guy's an idiot.
Well, yeah, because here's his, some more of his reasoning.
Oh, all right.
Perry says the goal is to offer teens counseling and aid through area churches.
Oh, hell no.
So I have a couple problems. One, let's not put our kids in places where pedophiles tend to roam in the middle of the night without other supervision.
I just, ugh. I'm going through my head. I'm actually envisioning these kids caught, well, because I have to say I'm very guilty of doing this my teenage years. And, you know, you're walking down the street and the cop pulls over, makes you get in their car. And usually it was me and another girlfriend or something. And a cop makes you get in a car and then takes you to a church or something. That just seems awfully weird.
Yeah, there's something not right about this.
Yeah, so, just backwoodsy sounding.
So another interesting aspect was their part of their reasoning is the incidents of violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said there was an incident where this kid shot another kid and there was all this violence. However, uh-huh. All the violence they're citing is happening during the day.
I was just going to say, why do I think it's not between 12 and 6?
No, it's during the day. It's in daylight hours most of the time.
Oh, it's even in daylight.
Yeah. So the things that they're saying are going on are not necessarily the real reason behind this.
Well, then that makes the taking them to a church between 12 and 6 thing even more creepy now.
Yeah, this is getting really
That sounds
creepy.
Really creepy. That sounds like a power trip it trying is. To use your well, power to get away with doing something.
So here's what's going to probably happen. They're going to enforce this curfew. They're going to take some atheist kid to church, and they're going to get sued.
I would certainly hope so. Well, even not just an atheist, because you know this is a Christian church.
Oh, obviously.
You know, they're not gonna but go I'm thinking of someone of any other faith than what they are, you
exactly.
know? I mean,
they're going to get sued and they're going to lose a lot of money and this is going to have to go away. I don't even know why they do this sort of stuff.
Technically, even with a child of that faith that the church belongs to could still technically sue because this is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely loco that they are even contemplating and even considering doing this.
Yeah.
It's just a big lawsuit looking to happen if nothing else.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye on that because it'll probably come up again.
Whatever.
Anyway, I caught somebody lying today.
Well, there's a first.
Not really.
Sarcasm, babe. Sarcasm.
Sorry. You just threw off my whole groove. Thank
groove.
You. Operation Safety 91 describes itself as a, quote, Christian faith-based organization whose goal is to promote honor and appreciation of responders and what they do to make available to them God's covenant of protection, Psalm 91. That would just sound...
Can you...
No, I can't translate
that. You gotta translate what the hell you just said.
Because I don't know what I just said.
Okay.
It's a bunch of Bible.
Helping me, but fine.
Okay. According to their website, their mission is to instill across America an appreciation and commitment to honor our current and retired first responders, firefighters, and EMT personnel, police and law enforcement, and military.
Okay.
So that's fine. You know, we should appreciate our first responders and military, right?
Absolutely.
Secondly, our mission is to provide free of charge a pocket-sized Psalm 91 card.
Ah, damn it.
Which has countless proven testimonies to first responders and their chaplains who request them.
They blew it.
Yeah. In right addition there. To pocket-sized Psalm 91s, which apparently Operations Safety thinks protect fire police and firemen from harm better than safety equipment, the organization also provides In God We Trust decals for law enforcement vehicles.
Oh, that's where we're going with this.
Earlier today, Operation Safety 91 claimed they were providing the San Antonio, Texas Police Department with In God We Trust decals. Now, normally I take Operation Safety 91 at their word because they're usually talking about tiny little nothing police and sheriff departments because I get some of my information from them because I monitor their Facebook page. But when it said San Antonio, I'm like, that's over 1 million people.
I was going to say, you kind of emphasized when you said that.
San Antonio is a big city in Texas.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So I decided to verify their claim.
Okay.
Because it's not the first time I've seen them lying. So I wrote San Antonio Police Department and they denied the claim.
Oh, really?
Yes. Within like 30 minutes or so. Their PR person wrote me back and said, no, we're not doing this.
Oh.
And so Tom and I decided to write a blog. Well, Tom decided to write a blog post about it. And so he did. And then we posted that blog post on Operation Safety 91's page.
Yeah.
It lasted about 3 hours before they deleted it.
Well, I'm surprised it lasted that long.
I know. I was expecting it to go much quicker. And, you know, I've been banned from there for a long time. I can't comment, but Tom still could. And it's probably likely he can't comment there either, because that's their MO.
I was going to say, he'll probably get kicked off soon.
He's more than likely banned. But yeah. They've been caught in a serious lie. And when confronted with it, refuse to correct it.
Yeah, that says volumes, actually. Yeah.
So either Operation Safety 91 is lying, or the San Antonio Police Department is lying.
I can tell you which one I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, I think so.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
This week, our Potter Award is going to Bill Donahue and the Catholic League.
That still sounds too close to Phil Donahue.
Well, it's not Phil Donahue.
Bill. Okay.
Earlier this week, the New York State Legislature failed to pass a bill that would have changed the statute of limitations on reporting pedophiles for civil lawsuits and criminal action. Under New York law, victims of sexual abuse have until the age of 23 to bring either criminal charges or file a civil lawsuit against their alleged abusers, one of the shortest windows in the country.
That's crazy.
23.
Are you kidding me?
This new law would have added a whopping 5 years.
That's it. Oh, that's crap.
And one of the biggest opponents to that bill, the Catholic League.
Well, there's a surprise.
Which is actually not fully affiliated with the Catholic Church.
Oh.
Which is okay, I guess. It's still a bunch of Catholics.
I don't care.
And its leader, Bill Donahue.
I hear it every time you say it.
Bill Donahue. They took out an ad in May about this, which he says the bill is an attack on the Catholic Church.
Oh, please.
It also suggested lawmakers weren't sincere because they weren't expanding the required reporters to include clergy. I got two things wrong with what he said.
Okay.
If a bill targets reporting of pedophiles is seen as attack on your church, you just might have a pedophile problem.
You think?
And if your church doesn't already require reporting of child abuse to authorities, you just might have a pedophile problem.
I like this little monotone kind of style you're doing.
Yeah, well, anyway. Seriously, that's his issue, is that this law that is supposed to make it easier to...
Right. It's like, you know, any law that goes in, it's like only the criminals, the ones breaking the laws, are the ones that have the problems with them.
Well, most of the time.
No, I meant like, a bad law, yes. Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
But in this situation, it's very clear that when he's saying you're attacking the Catholic Church with a law that would prosecute more pedophiles.
It's basically saying you're picking on us.
Yeah, you're picking on our pedophiles.
Because we have that.
Yeah. So, anyway, it didn't pass. Oh. It failed to even... I don't even think it made the floor, so it didn't get voted on, and Friday was the last day for New York legislature.
So it's still at age 23?
Yeah, still at age 23.
Even 5 years, that's crap, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Anyways.
But in my opinion, there should not be
limit. Any statute of limitations.
On reporting pedophiles.
Especially something like pedophiles, because... It takes people years to get over the damage done by that.
Issues to where, you know, they wind up having traumatic and block it out even.
Right. Or, and that's what I'm saying.
Understand what is going on with themselves.
Right. So it takes them years to where they can get to a point where they can even talk about it, much less go to court with it.
Right. I mean, feel safe enough to talk about it, but go to a court, that's an entire new thing.
So. The Catholic League released a statement about the bill as well, after it's failed to do anything. Mm-hmm. Part of that statement reads, if the statute of limitations were lifted on offenses involving sexual abuse of minors, the only winners would be greedy and bigoted lawyers out to line their pockets in the rash of settlements.
Wow.
The big losers would be the poor, about whom the attorneys and activists care little. When money is funneled from parishioners to lawyers, services for the needy suffer.
Holy crap.
So here's the problem. He is still defending pedophiles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's still allowing this pedophile to go un... I'm so at a loss for words today. But to you know, continue and never be stopped.
Right. So he is under the impression that there's not that many Catholic priests that are doing the pedophilia. He says it's like some weird number, 8.5 every year or something. I'm like, really?
Well, somebody's full of...
Is he talking 8.5 every year since Catholic Church started? Because he's talking about an average, right?
Uh-huh.
8.5 per year is how many are discovered.
Okay. I disagree with that, but okay.
Makes no sense, because I can guarantee you 8.5 per week are probably discovered.
Yeah, that's right? Crap. Yeah, anyways.
But if you're more worried about the money spent on legal fees than for defending pedophiles instead of getting rid of them, you just might have a pedophile problem.
Yeah.
Okay. But as I said earlier, the bill failed, and he had something else to say.
Mm.
This bill was sold as justice for the victims of sexual abuse, when in fact it was a sham. The proposed legislation failed to make it even to the floor of the New York State Legislature in the wee hours of Saturday, and was a vindictive bill pushed by lawyers and activists out to rape the Catholic Church.
Holy crap, he said that?
Yes, word for word.
I was going to say, those are the words he used?
Yes. That's,
there's so many things wrong with that.
Yeah, he's calling a law that would have allowed people to file criminal charges against a rapist raping the Catholic Church.
Yeah, that was a really awful way to say what he wanted to say, too, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
I mean...
Yeah, Bill Donahue has said some pretty bad things in the past. Things that would have certainly put him in the running for Mr. Potter Award, because he's been on the list several times.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. He's a regular Fox contributor.
Oh.
Yeah. He's
not a nice guy.
No, he has a pretty bad opinion of atheists and a wrong one.
Aren't they all?
David Silverman's corrected him several times, and he still has the wrong opinion. That's what makes me angry about people like Bill Donahue. Even though they've been corrected several times by actual atheists, they still get the concept of atheism wrong. They think we're out to hate God or kill religion or something.
Why can't they grasp the concept? You actually have to believe in something to hate it.
Yeah, I know. You want to let him out? All right. But his remarks on this put him head and shoulders above the rest for this week's competition. Because there were a couple good ones.
Oh, was there?
Oh, yeah. I had my eye on a couple, and then I read this. I'm like, nope, he's a winner.
It's amazing how many you still can find.
I know. And to make matters worse, he is suggesting that the assemblywoman who brought the bill up be censured for violating the public trust.
Are you kidding?
That he thinks that she has done such a horrible thing by suggesting they add 5 years to the statute of limitations.
I think that's not enough.
No, I think they needed to add unlimited time.
Absolutely. There should not be a limit on that whatsoever.
No, especially with the civil lawsuits, because you can't criminally charge a priest if he's dead, right? Mm-hmm. That's a given. But you can sue the church for protecting him all those years. And that's what he's afraid of.
Yes. Oh, God, people can be so awful.
Yeah. Well, Bill Donahue is probably one of the more awful people I've seen in a long time.
It's just really sad at how many stories you can keep finding with people like this.
That's what I do.
Ugh.
One of these days, somebody will pay me to do this stuff.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Nah.
If you say so.
Anyway, that's all the yakking I got for you this week.
I think we are good till next week.
All right.
See you then.
See ya. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
This show is a member of the Secular Outreach Network, an affiliation of Secular Media Producers. Learn more at secularoutreach.com.